In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Transmitting the sermon through modern ways.
As the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, ordered, every Muslim who receives his message should transmit it to other members of his community, especially the youth and children.
Transmitting the sermon is the greatest manifestation of enjoining what is right, Amir Belmaruf. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, mentioned that the most important example of enjoining the right is conveying what he said in this sermon to truth-seeking individuals who have not heard its details, urging them to follow it as an order from Allah and his Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and advising them against violating it.
Introducing the position and virtues of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to the people is the best possible deed, because it makes known to people the authentic source of inquiry for all righteous deeds. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stated in the sermon that without recognizing Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, there is neither any value nor any effect in enjoining other righteous deeds. Therefore, it is the duty of all believing men and women to inform other Muslims, who are prepared to hear the truth, about the content of this sermon without screening it according to personal opinion.
What follow are some suggestions to make the text as well as the meanings of this sermon popular in our community.
1. Holding frequent special meetings for reciting the Arabic text of the sermon, its translation, and its explanation. Seeking nearness to Allah by reminding about the Prophet's statements on the Day of Ghidir, and making such spiritual gatherings as the medium of one's requests before Allah.
2. Reciting a part of the sermon, even a small amount, in any general gathering, and reminding about one's obligation towards it.
3. Holding classes of memorizing the text of the sermon for the youth, organizing competitions, quizzes, and offering prizes for learning the contents of the sermon.
4. Presenting the books containing the full text of the Prophet's, peace be upon him and his progeny, sermon at Ghidir Qom as gifts to the family and friends.
5. Making decorative objects, goods, and greeting cards, etc., on which the key phrases of the sermon are written or carved.
6. Developing extracurricular programs in schools for teaching the text of the sermon to the students.
7. Translating the sermon into different languages and publishing them in papers and on the internet.